confront the baddest gangster in the music industry.
And rapper Charlie Baltimore, honey, was ready for war with 50 Cent, but got shut down.
Plus, George Clooney reveals why kissing Julia Roberts is difficult.
Welcome to Dish Nation. So we got our homies, songbird and actress Tamar Braxton, back in the building to dish with us. What up?
And what's up? What's up? I'm so happy to be back. So what you dishing first, Tana?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, Andrew Garfield proved he takes his acting career very seriously. Maybe a little too seriously, y'all. Because earlier this year, he stopped by the Marc Maron podcast and revealed that he abstained from both sex and food when he was preparing to play a priest in the 2016 film Silence. He said, I did a bunch of spiritual practices every day. I created new rituals. I was celibate for 6 months, and I was fasting a lot. He added, I had some pretty wild, trippy experiences from starving myself of sex and food at that time.
Ooh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
He also went on to say that when he was prepping for Spider-Man, he ate bugs. I don't know.
I respect the method actor just like the next person, but there's just some things that you gotta find a workaround for.
Okay, Tamar, question for you. If you're prepping to play a role, this is a big role, big role, would you be willing to stop getting busy and stop eating for a while?
Well, I stopped getting busy in life because sometimes you just gotta do that. But the food thing would really bother me.
Really?
If you don't have one, you gotta replace it with the other.
Yeah.
So if you're not having sex, you gotta eat.
Yeah.
No, it's right? Not what you're eating.
What you mean?
I mean, you gotta eat anyhow. We're just talking about a restriction on diet.
Listen, Gary, today, baby, say a prayer for him today.
Stop eating fish.
Yeah, I mean,
you are a lesbian.
Is it? He is.
Because Jesus fed the multitude with two fish.
Come on, and a loaf of bread.
Don't do that now.
Oh, but
he could eat a small portion of fish and still be fine.
All right.
Oh, he did have fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm gonna start eating it then.
Okay. All right.
You had some fish.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Gary, you were never playing a priest. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, ladies, you can't eat just one.
Moving on.
Looks like Fabulous wanted all of the smoke.
What?
Now, according to rapper Spider Loke, who was with Death Row at the time, Fab back in the day once confronted Suge Knight over comments he made about him on a popular radio station. Now, if you thought Suge did Fab like Debo and Friday, guess again. It didn't quite go down like that. Now, according to Spider Loke, he was surprised at how Suge reacted. Instead of getting angry, son backed down.
Wow. Well, HK, Fab heard about what Loke said and confirmed the story. He said it was a man-to-man convo between me and Suge. And FYI, he was at the House of Blues in L.A. with 50 guys, and there was no confronting Suge in that era and time.
Did-a-did-a-damn.
That's true.
There
he
you have
did
it.
Roll with 100 people.
Yes.
And most of them were big buff gangsters. So you did not step to Suge. He was too busy hanging people upside down from balconies back then.
Oh, we remember.
It's crazy that the story's just now coming out now.
Yeah.
You would
think
something like that would have jumped off right after it happened. You remember that time he got knocked out by that barber? Like, we knew like seconds after it happened, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You think they just realized that Suge ain't getting out the pen now? That's why they're talking?
I don't know.
Like, it's safe?
I don't know.
Yeah. Safe to talk.
He didn't even get charged with running that man over. And we all saw him run that man over on the video.
Yeah.
So he's still getting out. He's still getting passed in some kind of way. I still wouldn't say nothing.
Me either. That's why I have no comment. Well, speaking of wanting all the smoke and rappers beefing, Charlie Baltimore was ready for war with 50 Cent. Now, an episode of the BET docuseries, The Murder, Inc. Story, Charlie recalled the long-running feud between 50 and her then-label. She claimed that she once recorded a mixtape full of diss records going at 50, but Irv Gotti talked her into shelving it because he wanted to ignore 50 in hopes that he would just go away and leave them alone. Well, we'll see how that went.
It could have been worse. Especially at that time, like 50 Cent was too strong. And Charlie Baltimore still had a shelved album that we were waiting for like 97, 98.
Yeah, but when does 50 Cent ever back down from an argument? Never.
I think he like eventually apologized to Oprah. I think he compared Oprah to one of his dogs.
And
what?
That's right.
Fell back on that after. It took a while. It wasn't right away, but he apologized later.
Wow.
Didn't he apologize to his son, too? Didn't his son kind of put him out there at one point, talking about he was a deadbeat daddy?
I think his son on TV killed him.
No, his real son.
I don't even think they rock with each other.
I don't think they talk.
Oh, that's sad. He should apologize to his son, honey.
We don't know what happened, Gary. Don't get in there.
Yeah.
Fathers respect your children. Help your children.
Let me tell you something, that brat is hilarious.
Anyway, all right, y'all. Longtime friends, honey. George Clooney and Miss Julia Roberts recently starred together, y'all, in the movie Ticket to Paradise, honey. And because they're friends, their kissing scene was much more difficult to shoot. Mm. And this is what George said. It took 80 seconds. It took 80 takes. It took 79 takes of us laughing and then one take of us kissing. All right, y'all. Every one of you all here at this little table. Are you guys surprised, y'all, that they couldn't be serious for the love scene?
I am shocked because they're very seasoned actors.
Yeah,
you would think they would be able to just get it done
a long time.
Yeah, but they're friends. Like, we're friends, right? So how many takes do you think it will take if we did a love scene together?
Oh, Tamar, one.
But that ain't it. That ain't how it's gonna go, though, guys.
It would be so fake. You would have to do another take.
Huh? I think that we would laugh.
Your queen came out.
That line would take only one scene.
I think we would laugh. I think we would do what they did. We would laugh.
Exactly.
Hysterically.
Exactly. Like, girl, you know, girl, honey, where my lips been.
Holy cow.
That's why she couldn't kiss you for real.
Okay. And don't kiss me and don't eat after me. It's not safe.
And speaking of movies, y'all, Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart just starred in Me Time together. And Mark's first shot in the movie is in the buff. Kevin told the director, John Hamburg, that they needed a fun way to introduce Mark's character. Okay, Tanner, tell us what he said.
John said, I rewrote their meeting and had the idea that Mark is skinny dipping. I think he was a little nervous. That was actually his first day of filming, so we definitely threw him into the deep end. But he was an awesome sport about it.
Now, are y'all surprised that this was Kevin's crazy idea?
Heck no. This sounds like prime Kevin Hart business right here.
I'm not surprised either.
And it really did set up the character.
The first shot in the nude?
It definitely sets up who the character is.
It does.
Like, he was such a free-spirited character in that movie.
Yeah,
and that would be something I think that character would have been.
And it almost seemed like, I mean, Kevin just wanted to see Mark one time.
I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Think about it.
Dog, you gotta stop.
Request this man to be naked. It's like, you know what? I just want to see what he's working with.
I
don't know that that's how that works, though.
But guess what? That's how it worked.
Oh.
Okay.
You sound like a Hollywood casting person.
I would do it.
Mark's also been around a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not that big a deal for him to get his cheeks out.
And then he's also in a certain type of shape to where you're not ashamed of your body.
Yeah, he looks good.
But to another man.
What? They're acting.
I don't think his joint was all the way out. I'm sure he had a sock or a cod piece like my man from Cameo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he was just out there just letting
hang. Still had to see a figure.
I got these emails from Gary telling me that Dish Nation, nobody ever wore shorts. That was the weird thing for me, is getting the emails from Gary on that.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
he was trying to set you up.
Trying to set me up for trouble.
Well, at least it's not like Boogie Nights where he had to wear a prosthetic penis.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Well, that's never hurt anyone.
Okay.
Well, up next.
What?
Up next, both Zac Efron and Tanner say having a hot body is tough. Child, we're going to dive into that right after the break.
Real tough. Real tough.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. So Zac Efron and I got something in common. Dating is hard out here in these streets for us, and having a hot body can be depressing. Or at least, listen, you can speak for yourself, Zac, because anyhow, feeling here. See that? Check
Welcome
it out,
to the gun show.
Oh. Check
what?
It.
Oh,
that's hot as a...
Okay, so Zac opened up about training for the 2017 movie version of Baywatch, and he said he fell into a deep depression after achieving his fitness goal, and even after all that hard work, he says he doesn't want a buff body, but rather a body with about 2 or 3% body fat.
Huh?
Most people get depressed when they gain weight, but not when they lose it.
Like, 2 to 3% body fat, that's still almost no body fat.
That's like, no fun.
He needs to have the spirit of Gerard Butler, who after Gladiator just said, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I want a double cheeseburger with extra cheese on the bun.
Every day.
He went for it.
We're like Vin Diesel early on in Fast and Furious. Yo, Vin's still jacked. And then later on in Fast and Furious,
Fast food and Furious.
Stifler's mom wants the award-winning treatment. Yes, she does. American Pie's Jennifer Coolidge says she wants none other than Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence to play her in a biopic. She said, if I could choose someone to play me, I think I'd have Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, I don't know if she'd like it. She'd probably refuse it, but I really like her.
They look alike, so she'll do real well.
I can see that.
From Legally Blonde.
I can see that.
Oh, the Bend and Snap?
The Bend and Snap.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. That's funny.
Even I bet J-Law would do it.
Yeah, like if they did like a Stifler's Mom, the college years, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like an American Pie prequel. I can totally see that.
So, sure. Tamar, if they did a biopic about you, who would you want to play you?
Oh, God, that's so hard.
I know, right?
So hard. But you know, I think who could kill it?
Who?
I think Cardi B could kill it.
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah, because she's actually a great actress.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Who would you get to play you, Gary? Who would you like?
Oh, I would love Headcrack to play me.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, well, like, what period of your life am I playing, though?
Well, probably the my teen days, like my 19s to like 25, because that was the best years of my life.
So I was so I'll be working at Wendy's a little bit.
Oh no, Wendy's will be gone, honey. You'll be, honey, in Houston.
What am I doing in Houston?
Oh, what,
you'll be
wait,
on
what is he
back
doing
pages on the back
streets? The Houston.
Put your ass in the air.
But I actually think you would play a good me though.
You think I could?
Yeah, let me hear it. I think you can do it.
Child, I don't know what you talking about, child. Don't be coming at me like that. No ma'am.
Oh, yes, it is. That's you in the later years. All right, y'all, honey. See, this story, y'all, is why I don't even date, honey. This is why I don't date.
Uh-oh.
Now, a damn woman posted an exchange on social media between her and a guy. And this Leroy, honey, refused, honey, to tell her the truth about he was caught posting support of another woman's business.
What?
Yeah. Some Headcracking Tamar serves as a little dish theater. And read this buffoonery. Tamar, you go first.
Okay. Guys don't want to admit that they're taking or seeing someone, but promoting a random lash or nail business on their South Shows? Okay, then.
So what?
So just admit that that's your girl. Like, who is she to you?
An admirable entrepreneur. You know, I feel like you gaslighting me.
Have you slept with her before?
Definitely slept. We all sleep.
But then she more than just your friend. Be honest.
She's a super friend.
Mm-hmm. What's a super friend?
Yeah, I ain't never even heard that. You just made that up.
I had a super friend once.
I'm there for you, thick and thin. Whatever you need. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Whatever you need.
You messed up
as
soon as you said y'all was friends.
Nah, and
then
put super in front of it.
Oh, hell no. What's so super about the
okay?
That's what we need to know.
Okay.
Brad, Tamar, Headcrack, baby, I got news for y'all. If you audition for a role, soon you may have to be more black, baby. Yes, honey, I'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, I'm sure you all heard the saying, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have. Well, I think one casting director may have taken that a little too far.
Uh-oh.
TV host and comedian Nicole Byer opened up about the time she was asked to be blacker during an audition.
Oh,
yes, she did. Nicole said that the casting director, who happened to be white, said, can you be blacker?
Oh, my God.
And she didn't stop there, y'all. She added, be as black as you can be. You know, if you go too black, I'll bring you back. What?
Wow.
In case you're wondering, y'all, she was auditioning to be a fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm taking it a black.
What kind of fairy?
Who are you to identify what black is or what black isn't?
I have no idea.
Rephrase that, but how would she rephrase it, though?
Can you,
even
can
if
you
she
urban
said,
it up?
See?
Because now you're thinking about the interpretation of this casting director where it's like you're trying to identify like a cultural thing and then ask for
it's
it.
It's just given what in the Karen is going on.
Yeah, you would have to bring somebody black in. You should have somebody always black on the sideline for your black audition people so they can say, just take it to the hood a little more. So they can, like, because coming from a white person, it's just not cool.
I gayed it up one time.
You gayed it up?
Gayed it up more.
Was that hard?
Where did you
hard?
How did you walk in that room?
What else can you do?
It was the role of a lifetime.
Actually, I got stopped by the police. I told y'all this. I got stopped by the police one time. I was going to Texas, and the police stopped me, and I wanted to let them know, honey, girl, I will not harm you.
I ain't got no guns.
No guns.
What did you
say? Officer, I'm okay. and I put my hands out the damn window, bitch. I did not want to get shot. So, okay, so I gave it up, honey.
You turned into Wong Fu quick.
Okay,
okay, so you may or may not agree with the black or white or four role, but would you agree to never getting married or having kids for your career? Something to think about, right? Well, singer Michael Bublé was told by his manager if he had not gotten married and had those kids, he would be a bigger star easily.
Wow.
Now, despite how harsh it might sound, Michael claims his manager is a great guy and has managed a lot of big careers. But in regards to a family, he also told them, you can't do both successfully relatively. You can have success, but I think it's always one thing that suffers.
Isn't he very successful, though?
He is. Yeah. I do think there's a thing where it's like when you're looking at a star of any kind, if they're single, there's that little part of you that imagines like, I could be with them, or just the allure, the attraction of them being single just adds a little.
I agree with that because I used to think that way, right? But I didn't really start popping until I got married and had a baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know we could have helped him. Like, you were 30 doing adult contemporary jazz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your target demo is like, a different group of people.
Yeah. It was Robin Thicke on Blurred Lines, not Michael Bublé.
Right, sure.
So Tanner, would you stay single for your career?
Why do you think I'm single? Okay. One of these days it's gonna work.
You ain't single by choice. You want a bitch now. Heard what they said in that audition, the black or the berry.
Speaking of teases, up next, Snooki from Jersey Shore does gym, tan, and laundry, but she's added lion to the list. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Y'all remember the Jersey Shore days, right?
Yeah.
So Snooki was the life of the party, from hooking up on TV, getting arrested, and having many, many drunken nights on the show. Well, everybody, fast forward 13 years later, and Snooki now has 3 kids, with the oldest being 10. Well, Snooki shared that when her oldest is on TikTok and sees old clips of her wild days, she tells him that she's an actress and that's not real, and what he's seeing is like a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so we lying to our children now.
You better say that. I wouldn't say that, too.
You gotta tell the good lie.
But they're gonna grow up and see that it's real.
They're gonna learn. Yeah. It's a couple years out.
But I do the same thing, honey. My mama, if she see anything on TV, they have me acting like a gay person or whatever, I let her know that that is definitely acting, honey. You know better than that.
So what do you say to her if she saw this part right now that you just said?
She know it's acting. Yeah. She know I'm just acting.
Classically trained Shakespearean level.
Yes.
Could work on an older person, but not a younger person, because they gotta go through life. You know what I'm saying? And things come up. That's why I am petrified of my son seeing me act a fool on TV. Lord Jesus, Lord, be with me.
He better not watch the Family Braxton Values or none of that, child.
Tamar, is there something that you know is out there on TV somewhere that you don't want your kids to see?
There's many, many things, and I'm not going to point one out, because my kid will watch this show and will show me, and do research. This was your... Oh, no. Yeah, no, I gave birth to myself. Yeah, it's given now.
Wow.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.